Speaking of brand new Irish music, hello John, hello Edward, they're on the phone, it's Jedward! Woo!
Hello everyone, it's John and Edward. We just came from an insane signing. It was on in West of Ireland, it was crazy, all the fans turned out, it was insane, and we met like over 300 fans, it was crazy, wasn't it, Edward?
Yeah,
good,
it was
so cool.
Lord.
Thanks Paddy and Ruth, we were listening to you on the way in the car.
You guys are so cute. You've been really busy. You tweeted a couple of minutes ago that you were coming on the show, and literally within 30 seconds, it was retweeted and favorited about 150 times. Your fans are hardcore and slightly scary, Jedward. Slightly scary.
Yeah, I think our fans actually aren't scary. Our fans are actually really, really, really focused, and they're able to like travel to places and get to every place we perform, and they'll travel the world with us, so it's great, and they're really, really supportive. And they watch you, Ruth, and Midday sometimes.
As do the boys. You're fans of Ruth and Midday, aren't you, lads?
Ruth, you're easy on the eyes. You're really, really cool.
Oh, my God. I think I've been flirted with by Jedward. Good
luck. Paddy, don't forget about you. Remember, you used to do movies, TV, and do another interview with us.
You're just charmers.
So, boys, let's get down to brass tacks, because you guys were in Castlebar today signing for fans, and you're now crossing the country at high speed in a blacked out windowed van. I'm thinking that's the Jedmobile, Batmobile. Because tonight you're in the Olympia, isn't that right?
We were in the Olympia last night, and it was crazy. It was so cool. Like, it was like totally, everyone's on mental. And we're in the DLD Drogheda tomorrow night.
But it was really good because we're on stage. It was all our fans were there. Everyone was there. And it's such this rush you get in your concert. And such a good vibe at our concert. Like a natural high at our concert. We have so much fun.
Usually
at our concerts, we have like dancers and stuff. This one, we're more chilled. We're like singing songs with the guitar because I feel it's more like people aren't always on our level of like jumping around and going crazy, but we don't really do that. We're on stage, we just kind of chilled out more.
I was at a Jedward concert, and you guys are really good. Aside from the fact that everybody was screaming like crazy, you do get up and sort of do a nice quiet acoustic song. Which of you plays the guitar?
John learned how to play the guitar on YouTube.
Yeah, it's really good. Like I learned how to do like Novation and Logic and Pro Tools, and learn how to like just how structure songs and work on the simple chord progressions and taking it to the next level, and then learn all the different tracks. There's like 20 tracks of one song, bass lines.
My head is
John. You got to work on the lyrics.
John, I saw you covering a Justin Bieber song. I didn't really like the Justin Bieber version, but when I heard you singing it, I was like, it's actually really good.
That was crazy. That got like 2 million views in a week. But since then, that's a while ago. That was early stages, and we really developed and progressed since then. And we did music in school. We used to play violin. We got to grade 5 in violin, so we understand music and how it works and everything. So now we took it to the next level, doing our own songs, and it's really cool because all our fans really like our new songs. Like,
my God, your parents' dream. You're continuing to learn. This is amazing.
But guys, guess what? And John, we recorded 11 of our music videos. And for the new album, we went to Los Angeles like 3 weeks ago, and we recorded 4 music videos, and we directed them. And we got Tara Reid in one, we got Perez Hilton in another. William Shatner is still in talks about doing another video, but he's just busy right now.
What?
And then I think, but it's cool. It's good when you do on your own level, because a lot of times directors don't give you like it's better when you're in control and you're able to do it all in the whole direction.
John, it's good to hear that the Tara Reid.
We like you. You got your band. We got our band. We got Jedward. We love your CD you gave us. Paddy, how's your band going?
Really good. Thanks for asking. We were in Limerick last night.
So sweet.
We were our dad's from Limerick.
Giga, man. Like we're you know what? We're both on the road, lads. Like we're living this life on the road. Oh. You guys are going from Castlebar to Dublin. I'm coming from Limerick to Dublin, obviously. Yeah. Like, you know, so I get it. Now, boys, I got to ask you about this new Christmas television show.
I want to give a shout out to our Uncle Paul from Clare.
Hi, Uncle Paul.
Hey. It's going to be...
ask a question.
Okay, so we want to find out about the toy show that you're doing. It's not the Ryan Tuberty one.
You're going up against the Tuberty
toy show. What's happening?
No, we're not going up against it. We're like in our own league. We like doing our own toy show. I think we're going to go out there. We're going to have so much fun. There's going to be so much toys. And it's going to be a very exciting show, a very organic and a very enthusiastic show, and very Christmassy and a lot of good vibes.
You guys
are
amazing.
We have a double whammy this year that Ryan Tuberty will have us on his show also. Just to like,
really?
Because
the thing
about it is, you don't realize is, Ryan Tuberty and them sent us to Orlando like 3 years in a row, just like say what's up. Remember we did those like things for the toy show?
Oh yeah, no? I do actually. The video clips would be like, hey, we're in Disney.
We're in Orlando,
okay. Yeah, but me and John, I think we've advertised a lot of different things. It's always fun when people ask you and say, oh, you check out this product, and we'll be like, okay.
Hey guys, How many years is it since you did X Factor? Because I still have flashbacks of that red leather suit.
Yeah.
How many years?
It's been 5 years. It's been crazy, but me and Eddie were well able for live television. We're able to learn all our key points, get it all across, all the things got to get across the audience, and make it a spectacular.
Oh, unique, how the boys have
awesome
grown.
Show.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Grown. We're like, we're nearly 6 foot tall. We're really tall. We're playing basketball.
You could, play, you could line up midfield for Kildare at this stage, John and Edward, because that would be the county you'd play for, isn't it?
But it's good. Yeah, what?
You're from Kildare. Am I right in saying that?
So we're Luke.
No, we're from Dublin. We've always lived in Dublin our whole life.
Sorry. I tried to transfer you to Kildare.
Guys,
sorry,
we're all good,
but we're excited. We're coming to Castle Bar. We're doing a concert in Castle Bar on Monday, and then we're performing in Drogheda tomorrow, so it's all good. Except for Halloween, guys.
Oh, totally. Oh, we can't wait for it. Are you guys doing a Halloween concert?
No, I think so. This weekend's pretty much as close to Halloween as it gets.
It is, so you're right.
It's so rock and roll,
you're right.
We can't actually remember. I just want to mention,
like a Halloween thriller.
I just want to mention for anyone listening who hasn't seen the black and white model-y style shots that Jedward have done, the pair of you look like a pair of rides in them.
Thanks,
like,
you really. Send you some posters for your room. Guys, it was so funny today. Today we did this, this little kid came up to us and he was like, I'm dressing up as a, how do you say skeleton? He said skeleton or something. It was so funny.
Skeleton.
Skeleton or something. I always laugh my head off.
Lads, will we play your new song?
Yes, new song. What is it?
Okay, this is Ferocious, and this is for everyone who's like down right now, and hopefully the song will empower you. We wrote this song and produced it, so hopefully everyone will like it, and it's off our up-and-coming fourth album. And we're going to turn on the radio now. And thanks to QFM for supporting Irish music.
Thanks, Jedward.
Thanks, Jedward. See you guys.
Bye. Bye.